Tomorrow night, the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Families are preparing for introspection, repentance, and the celebration of the high holidays, and some are also baking challah. From Portland, Oregon, Dina Pritchett reports on the spiritual practice of baking bread for the new year.
Challah is a rich, eggy bread baked every week for the Jewish Sabbath, or Shabbat. But for the Jewish New Year, it gets a few tweaks. There's a little extra honey or sugar for a sweet new year, maybe some raisins. And instead of the usual long braided loaf, it's round.
Because the year is round, represents that idea, this looks like a crown. We're crowning God as king on Rosh Hashanah.
Mimi Wilhelm is teaching a challah baking class here in Portland to a few dozen home bakers, spilling out from the kitchen to some tables outside. They're learning to make the round loaves for Rosh Hashanah, as well as weaving some pretty involved six-stranded braids.
Okay. So, it's second overall.
Second overall, not first overall.
Yeah,
okay.
Second overall, go ahead, do it. Second.
But rounds and braids aren't the only shapes. Charles Levy also stops by the class. He grew up in Morocco, where his neighbors would bake all sorts of Rosh Hashanah challahs.
Some other people in Morocco will emulate animals, like a swan, or often you'll have had like a lion, the Lion of David, or Gdi, which is like a gazelle. It's a very fine and good-looking animal.
Those shapes are thought to represent Bible verses. And Levy says taking the extra time to make them sets the holiday apart.
Today it's a different life. We're busy. Things are nonstop. Versus it seemed that in the old days things stopped. And I kind of miss that. So we're making an effort to kind of go back to that, where we can enjoy the holidays and start the year, you know, with something different.
Using challah to mark a sacred time is actually something that happens every Shabbat. The whole loaf is known as challah, but Mimi Wilhelm teaches her class that the word used to mean just a small lump of dough pulled off before baking and offered to the temple priest.
You take off a little piece, I'm just going to do it right now, and you say, Harezu challah. This is challah. And then you have this special time that you can think about whatever you want to ask God.
These days, people don't bring the pulled-off dough to the temple. They just burn it in the oven. But the act of taking a moment, holding the small bit of dough in your hands and just reflecting, is still part of the ritual.
Three little children, running a preschool, I'm working all the time, and then even when I'm kneading the bread, I'm quickly getting it done because I've got lots of things going on, and then I stop, and I take off a piece of bread, and then I just think. And there's not too many times in my day that I do that.
Also helping run the challah class is Simi Mishalovin, another busy young mother. Like Wilhelm, Mishalovin uses her moment of reflection to think about blessings for her family, or friends that are sick, or just for appreciating all she has. Which, she says, is a pretty profound moment to come from flour and water.
It's actually the most mundane of foods. It's a staple. And we use a staple of our life to connect to infinite. And thinking about it, it's absolutely incredible what actually happens from just taking a piece of dough and sanctifying it for God.
Mishalovin says that that transformation of the physical to the spiritual is one of our main jobs in the world. And she says we can do it whether the challah is braided or shaped like a crown, whether it's a regular Friday night or the beginning of a whole new year. For NPR News, I'm Dina Pritchett in Portland, Oregon.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.